I'm John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I'm here with the loud and proud Nita Strauss. Whoa! Just took out our cameraman's eye. Perfect. Nita, hey, I'm so glad you could make it.
Thanks for having me back on. It's been 5 years.
5 years. Last time we were together, out with Alice Cooper and geez.
The Motley Crue tour.
Yeah, that was a big tour.
It was. It was a big, extensive, amazing tour. And we had a big, extensive, amazing rig on that tour. And now here we are on the solo tour promoting my album, Controlled Chaos. Yeah. We have a new addition to the family, my signature guitar, and some new additions to the gear family as well.
Well, let's start with your signature. Congratulations, that is huge. How
Thank
great.
You.
First of all, love the inlays. It's like, what were you thinking on that?
Well, if your guitar is anything like my guitar, it does have a personality of its own. So I thought, what better way to illustrate that than to give it its own heartbeat, which I love. So it's an EKG line.
Love that.
And a little Easter egg about that. I couldn't have planned this if I tried. A lot of people have complimented me for being so creative, but I did not plan this, that the heartbeat actually gets faster the higher up the neck you go, because the spikes in the EKG correspond to the normal fret markers. So you have 12, 15, 17, and so forth.
Right.
But it looks like the heartbeat is going ba-bum, 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 but it's actually getting faster when it gets up to where the shredding happens.
And it kind of looks like an N, too, if you put it like...
Oh my God, it does.
Sideways, so.
I actually never noticed that.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Okay.
You put it upside down.
Again, I thought that was intentional, but yeah, it looks like an N from this side.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It was solely intentional. That's,
You know. Of course.
N from my name. That
makes perfect sense. Well, that is too cool. Okay, so you've been an Ibanez person forever.
Yeah.
What is this? This is loosely based on something you were playing before,
it's
right?
It's an S-Series, an S-Series body.
But you took it your own...
My own way. Let me do this, first of all. We'll get to you later.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Hold still.
Hold still. Hang tight. So the Jiva is my signature guitar. I'm very, very honored to be able to even say the sentence that I'm the first ever female Ibanez signature artist. I mean.
Give it up. Yay.
As a longtime Ibanez fan and endorser, it's an absolute dream and an honor to be able to bring my favorite guitar in the whole world to the masses and have everybody get to play it.
So yeah, how inspiring, right? I mean, that is really beautiful.
A dream come true. Really, really is. And I remember when I sat down with my guys at Ibanez and they said, okay, you know, congratulations, we're going to give you the signature model. This is, you know, and I cried and it was, I was so happy. And they said, so, you know, take a little time. This must have been in February or March. And they said, you know, if you can get an idea to us in the next couple months, hopefully we'll have it ready for Winter NAM in January.
You're like already
and
have
I was
a
like,
notebook.
No, no. I was like, did you bring a pen? Because I'm ready to go. And the guitar that we mapped out at Sushi that day is the exact guitar I'm holding in my hands.
Great. So like in high school, were you drawing pictures of guitars that were basically
Yeah. You know, in high school, they were a little pointier.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, but
it was
now,
a different
you know,
time.
Exactly. Yeah. Now these ones are much more streamlined, more ergonomic. You can see the guitar, just like my other S series, super, super light.
God, right? What,
super well balanced. It's 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
I've got the wireless on it now, so it's throwing the balance a little bit. But you can see I don't even have to hold it at the neck joint. You can just balance it right there.
Wow. So it's a maple cap, is that right?
Yeah, it's a quilted maple top, ebony fretboard, which I love. I love the feel of ebony because it's just, it's a little brighter, and I love the way that the tones work together. And a lot of people ask me what the inspiration behind the color is, because you don't really see black to natural maple that much.
Right.
And it's... I wanted, you know, my mom saw my guitar for the first time. She said, oh, honey, your guitar looks like you. I was like, that's exactly what we were going for.
That was a good mom voice.
My mom sounds exactly like that.
That was sweet.
And it's got my signature DiMarzio pickups in it as well, the DiMarzio Pandemoniums. And it is a dream come true, not only to have this guitar, but to get to design your dream pickup
you know, with LD.
With the guys. Only the great Larry DiMarzio, but with Steve Blucher himself.
Right.
You know, they have an amazing team, Eric Corpus and everybody over there at DiMarzio doing this stuff. But it wasn't until Steve Blucher, the legend, came on and put his touch on these. We did one revision of the Jiva, and we did 9 revisions of the pickups.
Really?
We took so much time getting them just right.
So, okay, so what, I mean, was there some place you started?
Yeah. I told Larry in our first conversation that I wanted it to be as if an evolution and a deactivator had a baby.
Okay.
And I think the deactivator...
I can't imagine that.
I can show you. I'll take you through the pickups in just a second. Okay. But yeah, we have that sort of wild, you know, harmonic quality of the Evo, but it's more controllable like a deactivator.
Yeah.
You know, the deactivator I love, but it's a little... It's a little tight for me. Isn't it funny the words that we use to describe pickups? It's wild, it's tight, it's buttery. It's vocal, you know.
But that's like dancing about architecture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about music is exactly. Like dancing about architecture.
I love that quote. And then the center pickup is a True Velvet. DiMarzio did say, do you want to do a signature single coil? And I didn't think I could improve on the True Velvet.
Yeah.
I think it's, in my humble opinion, the best single coil pickup that's ever been made. So it's the Pandemonium neck and bridge and the True Velvet in the middle position. Oh.
And I love the aesthetic choice on the covers for those.
They're just
really cool.
So a lot of people look at the covers and they look at the pattern, and there are two things that people guess it is, and you can tell a lot about a person by what they guess this is.
It's like a Rorschach. It kind of tells you what people
are. So what do you see when you look at the pattern?
Hurricane.
Yeah, oh, no, the hurricane pattern is there, but when you look at the pattern of the holes, what do you see?
I don't know. I don't, sorry.
he's taking the fifth of the Rorschach.
Yeah.
So it's, a lot of people say, wow, that's so feminine that you put a fishnet design here on the pickup.
Oh.
But it's actually a ribbon mic. It's actually the pattern of the holes on an old school ribbon mic. So you can tell a lot about a person when they say, wow, it's cool that you put a ribbon mic pattern there, or it's cool that you put a fishnet there.
Sure.
Which is kind of cool. But
Either one.
Either one kind of works for me, what I use it for.
Right.
And then the last little bit we see here, we've got the purple heart in the back, maple neck with purple heart, which I just think is really, really cool and adds not just a nice aesthetic look to it, but adds great stability as well.
Right, way stronger like that.
And my handy dandy little pick holder.
Sure.
Piece of gaff tape.
Yeah, does that come with the SIG guitar?
It should.
Yeah,
but the guitar does actually come exactly as I play it live. There is no special, there's no special modifications or anything. It's exact bridge, exact body, exact neck. The same one you can pick up at any music store around the world is the identical guitar that I use live. The only thing that is different that I chose not to add in my signature is, if you want the identical guitar to mine, get a set of Dunlop strap locks, and then you have my identical guitar. I just didn't want to put a strap lock on. A strap lock is like a personal choice for a guitar player.
Right, exactly.
I didn't want people to be stuck with one that they didn't like. So
that's a good idea.
That's the only difference. And if but besides that, when I do my guitar clinics, if they have a Jiva in stock, I will literally go and take the one off the wall and do my clinic with that one, just to show that it's the exact same guitar.
That is too cool. And then whoever's watching that can buy that guitar afterwards.
It happens all the time.
Yeah,
it really does. You know, the stores love it because I go, hey, whoever wants to buy this guitar that I just used, and I'll sign it, and it always goes.
All these guys clatter.
I'm on my way. Get 10 of them. I'll play one, each song for one. But
great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to hear all the, I want to have you take us
take
through the.
Yeah, let's take her through her paces.
Yeah.
Hey,
and before you do that, what strings are you running?
These are D'Addario NYXLs. I think I was using the same ones last time we spoke. I am obsessed with them now as I was 5 years ago. I still don't know the secret ingredient in the NYXLs, but I am as obsessed with these strings now as I always have been.
Right.
They're gauge 10 to 46. And if I don't use them, I hear and feel a noticeable difference. Like, you know, if there's a time that I just need to go and pick up strings and they don't carry NYXLs, I was never really a string person. It was more about the lifespan of the string, the longevity of the string.
Yeah.
And now that I have been so used to NYXLs, I really do feel a difference not using
them. It totally puts you off your game when something feels different once you
establish it. And they do have the longest life, too, of any strings I've used. I would say that I change strings on this tour. We do 7 shows a week on this tour.
Wow.
And we change strings once a week, if that. And that's mostly just for, you know, just for the sake of doing it.
What?
Just
how often do you break strings?
Never.
Really?
No, I don't, you know.
That's shocking, because you're not a lot of restraint.
Not gentle on these things. No, I definitely put it through the ringer.
Yeah, slamming that shit around, I would think they would break.
Oh, for sure. These, you know, the bridge is so stable on these guitars, the Edge 02 bridge, and these strings are so strong. I can actually remember the last string I broke, and it was at NAMM 2016, I want to say. It's 2019 now. So I think, yeah, these strings have definitely proved themselves.
Right.
I do not break strings unless I'm changing strings and I overstretch one.
Yeah.
That's really the only time. Yeah, that's really the only time I'll snap a string. And that's Marco's job.
Okay,
we'll talk
yeah.
to Marco about that in a little bit. Let me show you guys what we've got going on down here.
Yeah, let's hear this thing. So controls, five-way switch, and is there push-pull with that as well?
No, no push-pull, and you know, honestly, the reason why I didn't add a push-pull is because I don't use it,
right?
And I wanted it to be a true signature and not just stuff that I thought people would buy.
Right.
You know, there were some bells and whistles that I thought I could add that might make it more palatable for other guitar players. But I didn't just want to add something that I wouldn't use just for the sake of it, because then it's not a real signature.
Yeah.
You know, same thing, you know, with the extra tone knobs or all that kind of stuff. If I wouldn't use it myself, I didn't put it on my guitar.
That's great.
So five-way switch, this one splits. And actually, let me take you through the pickups
first. Let's hear that clean sound. Enchilada. Okay.
Yeah, so here we're going to have a clean sound on this guitar, and we're going to start with the bridge pickup by itself. Split the bridge pickup in the single coil. Single coil by itself. The single coil on the neck. And the neck by itself. So you see, you get a lot of different voicings out of it. And they're great for rock, they're great for metal, but they sound great clean too, which is important.
Which, to me, it's really hard to get a humbucker in the bridge to sound good clean, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the toughest thing for whatever reason.
Off the volume, you don't lose any clarity there too, which I think is really, really important. You get kind of nice, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times on some guitars, when you roll down that volume, you lose all that top end.
Absolutely,
get muddies up, but that's really consistent.
Thank you. We worked really hard on it.
Yeah.
We worked really, really hard on it.
Good job.
Thank you. Coming from you, that really means a lot. So thank you. We did work hard on it. And I do a lot of volume stuff. A little thing I always forget to talk about is these fast action pots, these fast action DiMarzio pots. I'm always rolling off the volume fast with my little finger.
Right.
Especially in the Alice song, sometimes I just need to dial back the gain a little bit.
DiMarzio pots that come stock on your
guitar? The fast action pot, yeah.
That's okay, that's a cool, because that rarely on signature guitars does it get into that sort of minutia.
That's something I felt, again, super strong about.
Yeah.
You know, having it exactly how I play it.
Yeah. So,
and then if I'm on a rhythm channel, when I'm doing the Alice songs and I need to dial back that gain, then you have that sort of more classic rock crunch sound without having to dial in a whole separate amp setting.
Yeah, that's great. And the way that top end stays in the whole time, I imagine that's the pots that does it.
Huh? I can imagine that.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That's great. Hey, I guess this might be stepping back a bit, but you really abuse your bridge a lot, whammy a lot. And what is the model on your bridge? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's an Edge Zero too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's the newer version of the Edge Zero, which is the classic Ibanez bridge.
Forever.
And the reason why I always go with the Edge Zero or the ZR is because of the collar on the whammy bar. It just keeps it staying in. This one's actually attached. Let me just take it off so I can show you. But the collar on this one actually comes off with it.
Oh, great.
Which is really, really cool. So it can't pop out.
Sure.
Like last time.
Yeah, right.
And then you can do all that same stuff that I was doing before.
That's
so stable.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shockingly stable.
Believe it or not, I do that every day and I never break strings, which I love.
That's great.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Very cool. All right. Well, I guess this is a good segue to talk about your really minimal, last time I saw you.
As minimal as possible.
Last time I saw you, ridiculous, huge rig.
Yeah.
Five guys setting it up.
Oh, totally. behemoth rig of the Alice Cooper tour.
Right, right. And now you're like as lean and mean as it could possibly get. So
totally. This
is the Boss GT1000?
Yes, the Boss GT1000 has been my go-to fly rig since it came out. And before that, it was the GT100. And I've been super, super into, I mean, I had it from the GT10 to the GT100 to now the GT1000.
Yeah.
And it's been my go-to. If you guys have ever seen videos of me playing the national anthem, playing at WrestleMania, playing America the Beautiful at the LA Rams football game, like anything big that I do like that is this little baby direct into the board.
It's a gig bag and that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
One XLR.
It's a single XLR. We have two now, and one of them is you guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about this tour is, you know, we're a small tour. You know, this is my solo tour. It's a really, really small crew. We're all hands on deck with the band and crew for setting up and loading out and tearing down. And we can't, you know, we don't have the budget for, you know, carting out cabs and heads and all that stuff. So actually, everything that you guys are seeing and hearing on my solo tour is all direct. If you take a look around the stage, feel free to bring the cameras around later after we're done.
Yeah.
There is not a single cab on stage. Everything is direct. We've got fractals across the front and then my GT1000. And
so if the PA drops out, all you hear is drums.
Yes.
And drums.
Luckily,
yeah,
I have a
yeah.
really great drummer.
Yeah, right.
So he carries it until the PA comes back out.
Yeah.
But everything that we bring on this tour can be carried on the plane in your hands, which is, you know, I think important for people to know that it can be done.
Right.
You can get this huge, massive, you know, arena sound. I have done it in a football stadium more than once with just this on its own in a single XLR.
And at this point, you're as comfortable with this as anything.
Yeah, maybe even more comfortable. And, you know, the cool thing is it's actually got so many bells and whistles that I haven't even played around with yet, because I got this exact unit on the day of my first clinic on the unit. So I was just reading about it and studying about it, and I dialed in these patches and I've just been going through them.
Well,
and,
would you mind taking us through some of your go-to patches?
Yeah, for sure. So I set up all my rigs the exact same way. You guys might remember this from the last one. I always have clean, rhythm, lead, an effect lead, like something like an auto wah, which is my go-to because I like an auto wah.
And
I know, you know, and actually I'll show you a couple different ways. This has a regular wah and an auto wah on it. And then the last one is a cool little effect one that I'll show you. So you guys heard my clean sound. It's sort of a 12 string sounding sound.
Surprisingly almost acoustic overtones.
That's why I like this one so much. If you go to this split pickup when you're splitting the humbucker and the single, you know. I mean, it sounds like a nicely mic'd acoustic.
Yeah,
you
really
know,
sweetens up.
Close enough too. And then from there, of course, you need a solid rhythm channel. So
Do you remember what amp you're basing that on?
You know, the GT doesn't have, you know, the amps per se.
It's you just find a sound.
I go by ear anyway. I find if I start going, I need it to sound like a triple rectifier or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, you get a little too caught up in I need it to sound like a JCM-800. It doesn't sound enough like a JCM-800, so I don't like it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that, and it's kind of a silly thing that we equate things with, but
yeah,
it's like a reference that is just a word. It didn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
anyway.
I think it's easy to get caught up in that as a guitar player and going, well, it doesn't sound realistic enough to be a JCM 800
right.
or, you know, a JVM, which is what I use on stage with Alice now. I would rather just go by my ear. It may very well have that amp model in there, but if it does, I just keep flipping through it till I find one that I like.
Yeah, yeah. Hate it, like
hate
it, like
hate
it.
No,
love it,
no,
love
no.
It.
Yes! Exactly. And then from there, my lead sound is pretty much like that jumped into a pool. So you see it's got like a nice long delay, not too high of a level on the delay. But something that's got a couple different, you know, it comes back a couple times.
Is there a little dB bump on that one?
Oh yeah, I have to.
Yeah. Just enough to say, here I am.
Right here.
Yeah. I'm drowning out the drummer.
Yeah, and that's actually as much, you know, for on stage as off stage, because we have a great front of house engineer that's out here. You know, he'll push me in the monitor in the front of house when I need to be. But if I need to hear myself a little more, it's always important for guitar players to have that boost so you can hear what you're doing.
Yeah, and good bands mix themselves.
Exactly.
You know, that's all kind of part of it.
Exactly. So here we've got, and actually, you know what, while we're on that one, I'll show you a couple more things you can do with it.
Cool, I like it.
So we've got that Lee sound, right? And right now, as you guys see, the GT has this here, which usually I have it set as a volume swell. So. But it also has a pressure switch at the top. So if I go up here, and then I put some weight on it. It becomes an expression pedal, so you can use it as a wah, you can use it as a volume, you can use it as an octaver. I think I've got this one set as an octaver. So it's sort of its own whammy pedal.
So how do you do the, it looked like you're doing the switch just by, I mean, like how are you switching it over?
It's a pressure sensor, so you basically just put some pressure on it. And the key is when you're doing the volume swell, to make sure you're keeping the pressure on your heel and not putting the pressure on the front, because that's how it activates the second expression pedal.
But how did you, how do you differentiate between the wah and the octave thing?
So I've got the wah set on one, I've got the octave set on the other one.
Okay.
So yeah,
sorry.
So this is my rhythm pad. And that's the one I've got the octave set on. And then, same thing, now we go to the lead. It's a volume swell. And then it's a wah. And it can be a slicer, it can be a harmonizer.
I mean, boss effects are great.
Yeah, I think I've got a harmonizer dialed in on the... No, not that one.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Where is it? So it's got harmonizers, it's got all kinds of fun stuff built into it. I can't get enough of this thing. Then we have, of course, my favorite auto wah. An auto wah is always fun. And then the last thing that this thing has, not the last thing, it's got an infinite amount of cool stuff.
The last thing you're gonna use on this
gig. The last thing I'm gonna show you guys for right now. So I had the Boss synth where you had to use the GK pickup and it was a whole extra step and I never ended up taking it on tour because it didn't seem like a road thing, it seemed like a studio thing, but it made all those cool synth sounds, these cool keyboard sounds. And when I started playing around with the GT1000, I came across this. Cool is that they managed to get that synth sound with a regular instrument cable.
Okay, and for the record, I think you're related to Johann Strauss, right?
Yes.
So go neoclassical on it.
I would love that. I mean, it's a little bit more of a pad than like a real synth, but still, like, I think it's cool that they got that sound out of and were able to do it.
Yeah, you could totally go Strauss.
Yeah, Strauss plays Strauss.
Next concept record.
And then the last thing we have up here is a Shure GLX-D wireless, super reliable. I use this anytime I'm not out with Alice. This is my go-to. Again, it fits in the little backpack along with the GT1000, and it's all that I've needed.
Okay, Nina, apparently they're running us out of here.
All
We've got sound check.
We got a show to do.
Got a show to do. But Matt, congratulations on everything. You're killing it, and great guitar, and thanks for everything.
Thank you so much for having me back, guys. I appreciate it.
Till next time.
Cheers.